Hello, my name's Roger Watson, and welcome to the Jan Podcast. These occasional podcasts will be a miscellany of my reflections on working as an editor-in-chief, some hot topics in academic publishing, and occasional contributions from guest editors. This is the Jan Podcast of
13th of July 2018, Developing a Social Media Strategy. This is Roger Watson, the editor-in-chief of the Journal of Advanced Nursing, and this is my entry to Nurse, Author and Editor in 2015, Volume 25, Issue 1, and it's number 5 in that issue. In previous issues of Nurse, Author and Editor, I've dealt with Twitter and blogging. In the latter article, I began to explain how these two forms of social media could be linked by using Twitter to send out web links to your blog. I also pointed out how, at the Journal of Advanced Nursing, we make sure that hyperlinks, a piece of text which will take you to a relevant website, to our Twitter site and blog site, are prominent on our webpage. If you take a look at our website, you will also note that we've links to YouTube and LinkedIn, other social networking sites. Furthermore, if you check our author guidelines, you will note that we also have links to webinars, and that if you check some entries on our blog, called Jan Interactive, you will find links to podcasts. Clearly, there's a wide range of social media outlets that can be used by journals and individuals to promote their work. The available options can seem bewildering, but I believe it's essential to develop a strategy for using and linking up different forms of social media. This involves deciding on a limited range of media and being clear how they can be linked, using any automated procedures for linking sites, and making the best use of the facilities within the various forms of social media for promoting your link on another form of social media. To demonstrate the potential for linking up social media sites and minimising effort, I've selected the following forms of social media: YouTube or podcasting, Twitter and Facebook. I mention both YouTube and podcasting as they both provide the facility to make recordings, for example, about a recent article you've published. Both YouTube and podcasting can be done at no cost. However, podcasting is quite complicated, and it's best to make use of a podcast hosting website. And to get the best out of these, it's necessary to pay, but they're not expensive. For all of the above, you need to have your own sites. Therefore, find all the sites you need and register with them, and keep a note of your username and passwords for each. Next, you should link your Twitter site to your Facebook site. The next step is to make either a YouTube link or a podcast, and the important points to learn here are to create either video files or sound files in the correct formats. Video files can be made in several formats, but for podcasts, the files must be in a format called MP3. This is the most technical aspect of the process, but inexpensive and easy-to-use software is available. The process of uploading these files to YouTube or the podcasting website is very simple and explained on the websites. Alternatively, if you wish to make a YouTube clip or podcast of an article you've recently published and the journal is a YouTube and podcast site, then you may be able to send your files to someone at the journal who will do the rest for you. The important point about having a YouTube clip or a podcast is that these are online, and by going to them you will open a web page which will have an address known as a URL in the form of www.etc., which you can copy and use as a link to your YouTube clip or podcast by pasting it into an entry on Twitter. Make sure that you say something interesting within the character limit and accommodating the URL, such as, "Have you seen my latest article on understanding Twitter?" and then paste in the link. If your Twitter account is linked to your Facebook account, then the tweet will automatically appear on your Facebook page, thus reaching all your Twitter and Facebook followers. If you have your own YouTube and podcasting sites, then there is a facility within them to send your links to several social media sites such as Twitter, Facebook and YouTube. Again, if your Twitter and Facebook accounts are linked, all you need to do is send it out via Twitter. Finally, make sure that you embed your social media links in as many places as possible, for example, on your personal web page and at the end of your email. Likewise, on your Twitter profile, provide a link to your personal web page. If you do all these things, most of which only have to be done once, then, provided you have material to tweet out, including your YouTube clips and podcasts, for a minimum effort, you will be reaching as many of your followers as possible. As they begin to retweet and share your links, then your following will increase, and through your YouTube links and podcasts, people will pay more attention to your articles. Furthermore, the more often links to your articles appear on social media, the more your alt metrics will grow.
This podcast was produced in association with youpublicationslimited.com.